You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another fantastic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul, and I'm here with Haya to give you this week's drone news. Haya, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thanks for having me, and good morning to you as well today.
It is a beautiful Friday morning here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, although I will say that I think we brought the New York weather back with us because it's overcast and cloudy, which it never is out here.
Oh boy. You had to take something home from that show, didn't you?
That's right, other than just the Osmo Pocket, that is correct.
Exactly. All right.
So in this week's drone news, the first story that we're going to be talking about is AirMap had recently come out with an article on their blog talking about safer drone flights with AirMap's real-time geofencing alert. And in that article, they said, and I quote, "In fact, these scenarios are quite common. A recent study by Embry-Riddle University found that 20% of operators were flying higher than the safe altitude prescribed for their operating area, which means that more than one in five operations poses unmitigated risk to manned aircraft operations. The study also found that 12% of the operations took place over unimproved land and parks, meaning that 88% of operations took place near or above obstructions, urban structures, or other hazards," which kind of is implying that if you're flying over buildings or structures, that you're actually flying in a place that you shouldn't be, at an altitude you shouldn't be. Which we know that with Part 107, we're actually allowed to fly 400 feet up or above ground level, or 400 feet above the tallest point of a building, as long as we're within 400-foot radius of said building and that airspace doesn't extend into a controlled shelf airspace like Class Charlie Delta or Class Bravo airspace. Now, recently, Brendan Shulman tweeted out that AirMap, you wrote, a staggering 88% of drone operations take place near or above buildings, structures, and other hazards. Flying near or over structures isn't a hazard in itself and is contemplated by Part 107, implying that 88% of flights are hazardous, perpetuates false and damaging perceptions. Couldn't agree more with Brendan on this one.
I totally agree with Brendan as well. I mean, flying over buildings is not necessarily a dangerous operation. There's many ways you can make it not dangerous at all. So I think they're overreaching with that statement for sure.
I think they're definitely perpetuating that, you know, the airspace seems more dangerous than it really is. And actually, as we'll come up and talk about in another story this week, research just came out that says Americans are actually getting more and more comfortable with flying drones, which is, I think, great news.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that is great news. I think big help, of course, is drones getting more and more popular among hobbyists and people getting more familiar with drones. And I think that helps a great deal with, just creating that level of comfort.
Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. Yeah. What else do we have for this week, Haya?
We have an official answer from DJI. I mean, a lot of people were wondering why the Phantom 4 Pro version 2 is out of stock. I mean, of course, you can still find it in places like B&H, Adorama, Amazon. But if you go to the regular DJI online store, you can't buy it anymore. You can buy the controller, but not the actual drone. Now, initially, it seemed that maybe that was an indication that there is a Phantom 5 around the corner. Since then, we've learned quite a bit more. I think we'll have to wait a little longer for the Phantom 5. But I did reach out to DJI and see if we could get an official answer from them regarding the Phantom 4 Pro. And this is what they wrote to us. They said, "We have a shortage of parts from a supplier, which leaves us unable to manufacture more Phantom 4 Pro version 2 drones until further notice. We are sorry for the inconvenience this may cause our customers, and we would urge them to look at drones in the Mavic series as an alternative in the meantime." Now, as we all know, for taking photos, that may actually be a good suggestion. However, if you want crisp, clear, sharp video footage in 4K, I'm not sure if the Mavic 2 Pro is going to be your answer in this case.
So why do you say that? Why would the Mavic 2 Pro, you know, wouldn't be your answer?
Oh, I think if you want to take professional looking video footage and you want to get the most capable and most affordable drone that there currently is, the Phantom 4 Pro is the only one you can turn to.
Yeah, I agree again with the global shutter as well. It's the go-to drone for photogrammetry. So, I mean, again, there's just more and more value with the Phantom 4 Pro right now, and probably will be for some time.
Yeah, and I mean, I hope they get this sorted soon, because I think the whatever is still left in inventory at some of those other retailers, that's those numbers are dwindling, and at some point they're going to run out too. So I hope DJI is able to fix this issue and get the production back in order.
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
Well, what else do we have coming out from DJI that's new this week?
Yesterday, DJI Pro, which is a new department or new brand that DJI put out. It's really aimed at the professional drone users, but also people that use camera equipment and gimbals. So this brand was first launched back in September. Yesterday, they launched their YouTube channel. And our YouTube channel is at this time, it's all focused on the Ronin 2. It's almost like a tutorial on how to and troubleshooting series of videos. DJI Pro came out with 25 short videos right now. They seem to be very professionally done and very much to the point. So if you have any questions about the Ronin 2, then this would be a great place to go to. I'm not sure what's going to be next. I would imagine that the Inspire 2 is going to be part of this series as well. But I think it's pretty exciting that they put more efforts into helping the pro community out there.
Definitely. Couldn't agree more. Well, okay, so with DJI's launch event at Good Morning America Studios that both you and I attended, I was kind of disappointed that all we saw was the Osmo Pocket. And I think that we weren't the only ones, as oftentimes there were lack of applause when I think people were expecting applause. But it looks like there may be more information on that remote that you had mentioned a couple weeks back when we did an episode and we thought the Phantom 5 was coming out. And I guess the Phantom 5 is not coming out, which we're really disappointed on. But what do you think that remote is all about?
Well, the remote is an interesting one because we've seen it surface in official DJI footage. We've seen it in photos. We saw it in a clip about the Greenland skiing expedition that was part of the Mavic 2 launch event. It's basically a Mavic 2 Pro or Zoom remote controller, but then with a Crystal Sky screen attached and built into it. And we're getting still more details about this, but we may be seeing this being released around CES. And it looks like it's going to be a professional remote control for the Mavic 2 drone series. It's going to have a built-in screen. I would expect it to be much more glare resistant, much brighter for outdoor use. Maybe they would have some other ports to connect it to professional audio equipment and external recording equipment as well. We're not quite sure yet. We're looking into that story. So stay tuned with Drone DJ to find out more soon on this.
Awesome, man. I'm really excited. I think CES is going to be really fun this year. Will I see you at CES this year?
Yeah, you will. I'm planning to go there, so for sure.
Sounds like it's going to be a big party at CES all over again.
Exactly. By the way, one more thing about the DJI Osmo Pockets. We have a professional cameraman actually using this device over the weekend. So early next week, I should have feedback from a professional camera operator as to what you actually can and cannot do with the DJI Osmo Pocket. So that should be interesting as well.
Awesome. Yeah. And our last story for this week is actually about how Americans do feel about drones for public safety. So CAPE actually came out with a recent study that had sampled 600, which is a small sample set, of Americans, and wondering whether, you know, in their attending a sporting event, traveling to a major city, or just checking out the mall, community safety, as they said, is top priority in the minds of many Americans. And their study called Superheroes in the Sky showcases that increasing public safety concerns are influencing everything from travel to tourism, events, and even entertainment. As a result, expectations of law enforcement and first responders are highest than they ever have before. And they found that 94% of Americans believe drones have the ability to improve public safety. And they said 84% expect local law enforcement agencies and first responders to leverage the best possible technology and tools to ensure their safety. They said that 55% admit to knowing very little about drones, though, and 84% say better education about impact would make them more comfortable with the use of drones for public safety.
Yeah, you're probably aware as well that DJI has been pushing this issue also, that drones are for good and will help to make our lives better. DJI started tracking how many people's lives have been saved with the use of drones, like people that were lost in cornfields or in the forest and that have been found with drones, sometimes even with thermal cameras attached to them. So I think that helps to increase the awareness among the public about what drones can do and how important they can be in certain situations. I think also what has helped is that in the aftermath of some of the bigger natural disasters, like the hurricanes we had last year, and also the fires that have been going on in California, drones have been playing a very active role, especially after those disaster events. And that's been in the news as well quite a bit. So I think that also helps to create the awareness among the general public as to what drones can do and how they can be used. I think it's important because at the same time, when I talk to people who aren't drone enthusiasts, a lot of time I'm still surprised by how little people actually do know about drones. You have to kind of go back all the way to the beginning and say, okay, this is what a drone is, this is how you can use them, before you can actually talk about how they are beneficial for a lot of people as well.
Couldn't agree more. I actually wrote about that significantly in my book, Living the Drone Life, which you can get on Amazon if you want to check that out. So I could not agree with you more, Haya, and greatly appreciate every minute that we get to spend together and discuss the news. Because, again, love the deep dive, love what Drone DJ is doing, so just want to say thank you again so much.
No worries. I appreciate your time as well, and love doing these shows together. So let's keep doing this, and we're on to the next one, I think, early next week, right, for recording?
We are recording early next week, and that's because I will be at the NTSB Training Center doing a training for accident reconstruction, and really excited, really, really excited about that. We're actually going to be leaving up the tickets just till Monday. I think there's like 5 or 6 left. But the class is almost sold out, and I'm really excited about that. It's going to be a lot of fun to map these helicopters and Cessnas. Yeah. And then also there's going to be big news later next week, but we'll discuss that next week.
Yeah, well, hopefully I'll be seeing you down there. I'm working on the logistics on my end, but with a little luck, I'll see you there at least on Thursday. So I'm looking forward to that.
Awesome, Haya. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing you as well, even though I'm having a little difficulty communicating that. But anyway, guys, that is going to do it for our show today. Thanks again for listening. We greatly appreciate it. Leave us a review. Let us know what you think of these new shows with Drone DJ, where we're discussing the news. What do you want to hear? What do you like? What you don't like? I'd love to hear all of it. And thank you again for listening and subscribing, as always. On that bombshell, that is going to do it for us today. My name is Paul. You're Haya, and this is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.